All right, so we're ready to start. Okay, some of the stipulations that the Tennessee Comptroller gave us, and I'm just going to read these straight out off of the virtual meeting guidelines. This will be our April meeting, and the etiquette for the virtual meetings is, especially while we're having a virtual meeting and we're having it and we're all different sites, make sure and mute your phones if you're not speaking, and then if you want to speak, come in. That way it won't, background noise won't cut in. Questions, it says decide if we're going to do it at the during the meeting cut in or at the end of the presentation. I think we're all right. There is a delay, so it says make sure someone, do not interrupt people while they're speaking because of the delay, just a second or so. Again, mute your phone if you're not speaking. Silence all cell phones, since we're all on our laptops most probably. Try to eliminate as much background noise as possible, and then hopefully we'll have a successful meeting. So real quick, I'll just do a real quick. This is the Newport City Board of Education electronic board meeting due to the COVID-19. Today is April 20th, 2020. This is the workshop portion of our meeting. And the first report we will ask for is for our principal's report, Michael Short.
Okay, we've had a busy 48 hours getting some materials ready for the next phase of what we're doing instructionally here. Even though we've not formally announced that we're going to be closed for the rest of the year, we've asked teachers to look at transitioning to an online instructional format with an option for paper-based assignments, packet pickups, and so forth. Got lots of people interested in creating online assignments. We've got people doing Zoom meetings. We had a Zoom faculty meeting with about 60 people in it on Friday afternoon, which was something to see. Everybody was able to get on that successfully. I've got lots of feedback by email today about folks asking if what they're thinking of is appropriate or if they need to do something different. So we're all sort of grabbing around here in the dark trying to figure out how to best do this to keep engaged with students and to keep teachers in contact with students and parents. And we've used technology to do that. We had somebody that actually Zoomed class today. I think it was in seventh grade, and just sort of asking questions about who has access to the internet regularly and that sort of thing. So once they get an idea of who has access, they'll have a better idea of how they can start getting some of those assignments and things together. The big thing we've emphasized is that teachers need to be interactive with students, giving some feedback on work so that it's not all one-sided. We're not just dropping a packet in their lap for the next few weeks and expecting them to just kind of go it alone. So we've got that going on. We've got special area teachers creating some projects and things and giving students an opportunity to create a project and send it back to the teacher. So we've tried to cover all of our bases there. We've tried to cover making sure we get our special ed accommodations involved. We've got our inclusion teachers popping in on those meetings where those students are taking part. It truly is revolutionary considering we've never done it before, and I'm sure we'll learn a lot from it. But that's sort of the avenue we're taking for the next few weeks is teachers are connecting with students, and we're going to try to do the online thing.
Okay. I know there is another teacher, Rhonda Williams, is sent out because she actually screenshot it to me. She's planning a Zoom meeting tonight, I think, for 6 p.m. for her classes, for her class. Be interested to see for that time frame of what, how many she'll get on for the third grade. But she has one set, I think, for tonight at 6 p.m. Glad that went successful. Okay, assistant principal Dustin.
A couple things. First off, safety at food pickup. We've been getting emails, and we're doing pretty good jobs from what I can see. You know, we're laid out nice. Don't worry about people crossing traffic or anybody backing up. That was one of the big things. I guess other schools are having problems. They don't have the flow like we do, but where our gym lot's set up for traffic in the afternoon, we're, you know, moving right along with that. Doing temperature checks, you know, trying to wear masks, wearing gloves, doing all that kind of stuff to make sure we're as safe as we can be getting that food to the people that that really need it. We're still waiting on masks from Tima. Christina was working on that. They had reached out to her, and she had ordered some, and they were supposed to be delivered Friday. We didn't see them. I've not seen them today unless somebody else has. I didn't run to school today. So we're waiting on the port, which will help tremendously. And then they're going to get us some carry-out grocery kind of bags, just kind of offsetting some costs there. I know she's got some grants here lately. Christina has to help her costs with produce and things like that. So that's been good. I mean, every little bit helps there. The bollards, they were up working again. I'm going to go up there in the morning, kind of see what kind of progress they've made on those. They kind of took a two-week hiatus on us. I'm not sure if they were working or not. They might have stopped working because of the lockdown, shutdown, not sure. But I called him up Friday, and they showed up today to do some work. They've got some leveling to do, and they've got to fix removable bollard. They didn't set it far enough down, so it's a tripping hazard. So they're going to come up and have to reset that where it's flowing. Concrete not sticking up because the plate's sticking up. And that's all I've got.
Okay. A quick question about masks. How many do you need?
Well, right now, I think Christina's got a of cloth ones made from people. I think everybody that's been working has one, but we've got some of the surgical, just the basic surgical masks, the ear loop ones. That's what we're getting from Tima, I imagine. She just said surgical mask. I don't think they're N95s.
No.
So I think we're good. It's just something else nice to have. Tima's a cloth one. They don't fit real well because they don't have the nose piece. Like, I wear one that has the metal nose piece because it really clamps down good and it keeps you from – possibly, especially when you're reaching in a car, you're having to breathe in sometimes. So to try to avoid anything like that, that's what we're looking to do. So they should be here any day. I mean, Tima thinks they're already here because they sent a request for receipt, and we couldn't find them Friday. And yes, it's been running every day, so I don't know where they're at right now.
How many do you need?
I don't think we need them right now. We have, like I said, everybody has a cloth one that they're using. But these are just nice to have because, like I said, you know, I'm wearing mine a couple of days. You're taking it home, kind of spraying it down, doing it again, spraying it down every day, but using it for several days.
Probably it's nice to have 10. Wouldn't you say, Destin, if we had 10 maybe or 15 until we got the ones from Tina?
Yeah, I mean, if we could get some just to kind of 10 to 15 would be good, yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
If you've got some, yeah.
I probably could lay hands on that many.
Okay.
Because we've been blessed enough that I could do that. And I actually did get some from Tima at work. So I could probably spare 10 to 15 pretty easily.
We think, because I'm getting different, like, my state people are telling me, like, things are being delivered to Tima or to our EMA, our CCEMA. Christina's saying it's a direct delivery, so I'm not sure what's what there. But Joe said they didn't get anything for us over there last week, so it might just still be on a truck somewhere.
Okay.
So that's all I've got for this month.
Okay. All right, thank you. We'll move on then to federal programs. Amy?
Okay, I've got several things for this month. You have in your packet your budget amendment that we did with this year's money. Most of the money that we had to change just had to be moved to some substitutes because we had some sickness, which took more substitutes than I had budgeted for. We also have the new budget there. Now, the new budget, at the time that I sent that in late March, was an estimated budget because we actually did not get the numbers for our money until at the end of last week. I have gone ahead and put the new money into the e-plan budget, and most of the line items that you see on the budget that I gave you for the new budget are going to be the line items that are there. I am going to have to amend salaries for the new salary schedule, things like that, for people who go up in salary, but for the most part, that new budget was right on track with what I put in this week. The new budget is not due to the state until May the 8th. As far as special education, we are trucking along just as normal. My special ed teachers have been doing Zoom meetings. They've been having our IEP meetings as normal. We've had IEP meetings both by telephone and by Zoom. And all of our special ed kids, I had the last meeting that I was at that we would be doing compensatory services for OT and PT. Well, OT and PT were approved for telemed, so we're actually serving our students OT, PT, telemed right now for the students whose parents have agreed. So we will have much less in compensatory services this fall. The same goes for our psychological service. Any child who was being evaluated, and we were in the process of the middle of that evaluation, those students are continuing to be evaluated as far as she can do. By phone, the students who were, or by telemed, the students who were receiving social skills lessons and meetings with our psychologists are still able to receive those services telemed if the parents agree to do that. So special ed services and special ed work is continuing as normal. We're also finishing up a special ed monitoring during all this special ed monitoring. I got an email this morning. I was hoping that might be put off. It's going on as normal. So everything in special ed is working just exactly like if we were in school. LEA plan was approved. It was approved, actually, and Justin will be able to tell you the date when he pops on. But we got that it was approved last week, but it had been approved for some time, and they just had not hit the button to let us know that they had approved it some time ago. So that's also been approved. And the fall in-service lineup has been done. I'm going to give you all the dates of the confirmed big speakers, and then I'll talk about the rest. On August the 3rd, Kylie Schwartz is going to be presenting to us, and she is the author of I Wish My Teacher Knew. Some of you may have heard of that or seen it before. I Wish My Teacher Knew That I Had to Take Care of My Brothers and Sisters Before I Could Start My Homework. I don't know if you've ever heard that. On August the 4th, I'm extremely excited to say that Erin Gruel is going to be here. She is the teacher who wrote the Freedom Writer's Diary. We had Manny Scott a couple of years ago, and the teachers really, really enjoyed him. She is the teacher who taught him. So we have his teacher coming. And then on August the 4th, we have Brian Aspinall coming. And Brian Aspinall is going to be working with our teachers a full day on technology. So they should be very familiar with technology after the remainder of this school year, but he's going to be working a day with technology. We are also going to have in-service meetings for every subject level, including with our new textbooks, with social studies, math. So all subjects are going to be included in our in-service days as well. And let me look at my notes. I usually don't have notes, but I had a lot. I think that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Systems and Assessment Supervisor Justin. Okay. And I'm interested to see what the attendance number is. I'm just kidding.
Well, now. Okay, so yeah, I kind of had the same here. I have quite a bit, so I've got a list here in front of me. So, of course, like Amy said, it's still, a lot of things are still going on just as normal because we're still required to do them, whether it's reports or whatever it may be. Like today, I got a thing that we've still got to turn in our homeschool numbers. for that part of the year. So I'll have to reach out and make sure those parents are still keeping track of their homeschooling that they're doing, the ones that are typically homeschooled through the year. Okay, so starting with assessments, of course, you all already know that TDOE suspended all testing for the year, and we've already shipped back some of the testing materials that we had received for our special ed students that took TCAP Alt. We're still waiting to hear when and how to ship back our WIDA tests for our ESL students, but as far as actual TCAP, we never actually received any of the main T and Ready TCAP materials to have to deal with. Again, attendance, of course, we weren't in school, so there's no data to report for the seventh reporting month. There weren't enough days to include in it, but what we do have is that with our attendance and our EIS and our data reporting, that for the way our calendar got put in, the instructions that we received, and we received three different sets of instructions, so I did this three different times, what we finally had to put into Aspen for it to go into the state was that our last four stockpile days that we had were counted as four of our days of the week of March 17th through the 20th. And then we had enough partial PD days left that we could combine those together and use those as a full PD day for March 16th. So that gave us those 5 days in case there was, you know, the possibility that we were going to have to make anything up. That gave us a full week that we could not have to deal with. And then, of course, the commissioner waived instruction through April the 24th. Up to that point, and that's what's been reported so far. And like I said, three different sets of information of what to enter, and so I got to do it completely different three different times, but now we're gonna get to go do it again to get the rest of the days on there based upon whatever information we get for that. As far as our calendar goes, we have submitted our application for next year's calendar stockpile days to be counted and approved. We'll hear back from those soon. That should more than likely come back to Ms. Burchett, because that'll be coming from Paul Rainwater, but I'm not sure when they'll start approving those. They just accepted them last week. And then, of course, our calendar for the year has been submitted through Aspen into EIS for them to find and make sure that we have everything that we're required to have on our calendar. Like Amy told you, our LEA plan did get marked as approved last week. There's three different groups that go through and have to look at our LEA plan. And one of the groups just hadn't clicked approve. They had marked it approved, but hadn't clicked it as overall approved. So it's been approved since March 31st is what it said in there, was the last one to approve. As far as our teachers go and some things with observations and stuff like that, we know that the state has said that teachers that had licenses that were due to expire August 31st of this year, that those are gonna get an additional year to get those renewed. I have already, though, been reaching out to teachers that I knew had the points and had all the things they needed to go ahead and renew, and help them start that process, or at least give them instructions so that they can look at the process and get started on it. We also started looking at the fact that normally in a year, teachers would earn PDP points for their test scores, and they use those PDP points as a way to help renew their license. And since there aren't test scores this year, there's the likelihood that there wouldn't be any kind of PDP points earned. And you can earn those either through test scores or through things that are considered learning activities that benefit your skill at teaching. And so what we did, we set up some things, and Amy and I looked through this and came up with some topics, and then ran those by Ms. Burchett to make sure that she was good with these. And we created a link on our website that teachers could go on and do some different trainings. And once they're done with those, it would generate a certificate or generate something to prove that they did it. They could upload it and we would give them credit. Some of them we opted to give additional credit. If it takes an hour to do it, we might be giving them 3 hours worth of credit because it is something that might require them to go back and look at it a couple times. But we put those digital links up, and I reached out to several of our vendors of our different programs we have and other programs that we have with like textbooks and things to see if they would give us some free trainings. Our school website even went on and had someone sit down and record a 1 hour webinar of how to do all kinds of different little things. It starts out with kind of a refresher on how to use the new school website and then goes into a much more detailed how to do a lot of other additional things. they're willing to do that for us. And speaking of things on our website, so if you all have seen, and I think I can share my screen here. Michael, do you have it set up to where we can share our screen? You're muted. I didn't hear you.
Sorry, checking on it now.
Okay, I'm going to see if it will let me here. Share screen. No, host has it disabled. Okay, okay. That's fine. I don't have to share it.
Try it now. I just enabled it.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, hopefully you are able to see the Newport Grammar School webpage. Okay.
Yes.
So on our webpage, I'm going to move the folks down the bottom of the screen there. Up in this upper right-hand corner, we have a digital learning link. And on this link, what I have done is gone through and listed some things here. So we found out that there were some other districts that were putting together some things like this. And I got a little bit of a sneak preview of one of the districts and what they were doing and went through and thought, you know, we have a lot more programs than this ourselves already on our useful links page. So why not go ahead and make use of that, clean it up, and make it a little bit more user-friendly. So we put this together, also pulled from different places where they had been sending out links and emails and some state recommended ones. And we have by far surpassed what a lot of the other districts have done in terms of the number. We have over 80 programs on here with a variety of subjects. Like you can see just on this row alone, ELA math, science, there's art, enrichment areas, math, science. We have the Good Night with Dolly. We have a whole variety of things, plus additional resources and social emotional on here. So we figured if we're going to do it too, we're going to make ours as, you know, as the best we can make it. But try to make it look a little bit more user-friendly. And our new website really was great at making that easy. Okay, so I turned off my screen sharing. Are you back on just normal now?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. We've also sent out some information to teachers as it's come in, including sending out some guides on how to use some of the tools. This morning, I sent out some things on how they could integrate a lot of the Google tools that we already have, since kids have Google logins and the teachers do too, whether they use Google Classroom or even integrate that into using Zoom. And so that, as far as technology goes. Now, I was contacted this morning, or actually last night, Ms. Burchin and I were talking last night about some teachers who had limited access to Wi-Fi and setting up our Wi-Fi so that our teachers could use some of their personal devices on it. Normally we don't allow that just because it does potentially allow things to get onto the server, like if they had a virus on their computer, but you know, unusual circumstances, we're going to make an exception here. And so Chris has been working with the company that remotely manages our Wi-Fi and is setting it up so we can have a guest network with a password that we can share among our staff. And that should be up and going midway through this week. But in the meantime, those teachers are going to be able to get on, and then we're going to send that information out, because I know we have some teachers that are going to try it tomorrow. As far as your new iPads go, Michael got those to you and got Zoom, showed you how to use Zoom on there, but can't forget to leave out that Chris Helms worked on getting all those apps on there. I got him a list, and he, in one day, got those turned back around and got everything installed for you. It's got email on there. If you want to start following our Facebook, it's on there. Our Twitter, you can sign up and have the access to those things too. And Pam Vernon has ordered you some iPad cases and screen protectors that should be coming in, and we'll get those to you too. Let's see, scroll down really quick. I've got my phone in my hand as my notes because I can't have both on the screen at the same time. Let's see, we are going to have, okay. Clint from Newport Utilities reached out and contacted me today, and Ms. Burchett and I talked about this a little bit earlier. Some of the county schools had talked about how they were able to let students get on their Wi-Fi from their parking lot, and they were opening that up so that if parents or kids didn't have access to the internet, they could do that by just coming and parking in the school's parking lot and using it that way. The issue that we had with doing something like that was our Wi-Fi connections are so far away from our parking lots, and, you know, you're talking block walls and brick walls, it pretty much would not reach out there. And I think the counties started to realize that with some of their schools as well, that there were some places it wasn't working. And Newport Utilities was working with them and donating some antennas to give them the ability to project the Wi-Fi out to the parking lot. Well, Clint Hammonds contacted me today, and they are donating an antenna to us as well that will be ours to keep, that we'll be able to do that with. I've touched base with Ms. Burgett, who has approved us to look into to get it. And I have touched base with Daryl, who's going to look at getting it, getting the wire ran into the building. They will set the antenna up, but they will not run it into the building. That's our responsibility. And then, of course, Chris will get it connected up. But as of right now, we're working on getting that project up and going, and then we'll set it with a password that we can share out to our students, like on Dojo or something, from their teachers. That way it doesn't become necessarily a community hotspot. It's more specific to our students. As far as textbooks go, our ELA teachers are going to see on your agenda tonight for the adoption of a new ELA textbook. In the past, this has been a two-piece adoption, where 1 year we would adopt reading and 1 year you would adopt the language arts portion. But now the state has decided this is going to be a combined thing, and the books come as both together. And so they looked at those materials on March 18th. They had some webinar presentations from the presenters, and they chose McGraw-Hill for the adoption in all grades K through 8. That way we do have vertical alignment across the board. This adoption is going to include some professional development and that, and a training specific for our teachers on how to use the digital components that come with it. And I've also been reaching out, as far as what Amy was talking about earlier with our different subject areas, reaching out and making sure that of all of our textbook vendors and all of our subject areas, where they each have an online platform, that we can get some additional training for that and some of the new tools that are going on. And so far, we have confirmed all four subjects. And I believe that is it. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Director's report, Sandy.
Okay, let me get back over here. First of all, Justin was saying about Chris, but I wanted to say that really with these iPads, it's been a team effort that Justin ordered them. Chris put the appropriate thing programs on it, and then Michael set it up for Zoom. So it's taken all of us, and then Pam's ordering the covers for them to protect the screen, so we really appreciate it. Our custodians have continued to be working, cleaning the building, and they're going to, after tomorrow and our press release, we'll probably start doing carpet cleaning and waxing, beginning that. And we will move forward with the carpet for grades 5 through 8, since that was in this year's budget. Kindergarten registration is May the 4th through May the 8th, and we're going to do it a little differently this year. Kathy and Barb Suggs will be setting up a tent out from the clinic, and as parents drive by to get the food, they can also park and come and register their child for kindergarten. And we're doing this a whole week, and it'll be from 9 of a morning until 1. And that should really give them more opportunities. And by being at the clinic close to it, they can make copies if they need to. Also, County Director Manny Moore and I will meet tomorrow at the central office at 3 o'clock to do a press release that'll talk about the status of the remaining of the school year. And I can't say enough about Christina Lease and the cafeteria staff and the volunteers. They're to be commended for their hard work. I know Michael and Dustin and I have been working alongside of them, and I will tell you, I have appreciated them a lot more. I haven't gotten here at 6 like many of them do, but I do get here around 7:30 or 8. And I think we will continue serving this food until the very last day, I think, the last day of our school year, the end of May. And today we had 450, which is a really good number. It ranges from 450 to 500. Also, I'm going to, and Jan will be talking more to you about this coming up with the time, but Sheila Pack's mother passed away. Plus, she had an accident when she was mowing. A tree fell on her. So that kind of put us a little behind on getting our budget completed. So we're going to have to do another electronic meeting for 5 minutes closer to the end of April to let you all approve our budget before we send it down to the city hall. And I think that that about does it for me. It's been a, let's say, I really think it's been a busier time since children aren't here and a lot of other decisions are having to be made than when they are here. So we'll be glad when they get to come back to school and the teachers get to come back to school and we can get some normal routines back. That's what I have to say.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sandy. I have a couple of letters that I wanted to read that we have received to the board. The first one is March 30th. Dear board members and Ms. Burgett, I appreciate all the hard work the board does on our behalf and the fact that you have the best interest of the students and staff at heart. Thank you for your vote to continue to pay the staff at NGS through the school year during the troubling time. This gracious act helps keep a sense of normalcy in our lives and may allow us to help family members and others in our community who are in need. And that is from Cindy Walker. And then we also received one on April 20th. It was directed to the cafeteria staff. And it said, thank you for providing breakfast and lunches for the children of Cock County. You are very much appreciated for doing this for all children. May God bless everyone in every way. Sincerely, a Cock County family. And that's all they signed it. I want to piggyback on what Sandy said. I want to say thank you to Sandy and Dustin and Michael for the volunteer hours that they've put in up here helping with Christina and the cafeteria staff. I was able to come up one day. It's been about 2-3 weeks ago. And the first thing Christina did was shock my head for that temperature to make sure that I wasn't running the temperature and handing out those meals. I don't think we sit and think back about it too much, but sometimes the two meals that our children get here during the day sustains them sometimes till the next day. So being able to do that and feed these children, I think we've helped a lot of not just our kids, but the children of Cock County. The called meeting that Sandy addressed, I thought she had said April 30th, that's a Thursday, but I need to know so that Michael could set up a time. She said it wouldn't take more than 5 minutes. Is there a time that's good that we could set up another Zoom meeting real quick to just approve the budget? Or you tell me. I mean, it doesn't matter on logging in or logging on. I know with Mike's work, he might be somewhere that he can't get internet if he's out looking at a house or looking at a site. Mickey, I'm not sure what your schedules are on Thursdays.
It could be the 29th or 30th, which is better for you all.
I mean, do you want to do it when we get off from work at 5:30 and just do a 5 minute real quick? Most people would be off. It doesn't matter to me. I will take a lunch or I'll go hide in an office and I can go hide in my car for 5 minutes and log in. But I know the last time we did that, Mike had trouble because he couldn't get Wi-Fi. So give me your thoughts on that real quick. Linda?
I'm good anytime.
Okay, anytime on Thursday, you are good.
Yes.
Okay, David?
I'm good pretty much any time also.
Mike?
Yeah, Thursday, the 30th, this much notice, I'll make it work. Probably mid-morning, 10:30 would probably be the best if we could do that. Would that work with everybody?
Yep.
It worked for me. 5:30 is fine.
No, he's saying about 10:30 in the morning.
Well, if I'm at work, I'd struggle.
Okay, Mike, would it be better for you to go back?
Are you scheduled to work that day?
Excuse me?
Are you scheduled to work on the 30th?
I never know. It depends on somebody wants out. Probably not, but I can't for sure.
Well, as soon as we know, I can make it. I mean, as long as I know in enough time, I won't schedule anything, you know, to be up in Del Rio or somewhere looking at property. But I can make the 30th work. Ain't about any time for this much notice.
Okay. Mickey, when will you know if you have to work the 30th?
Probably by the first next week.
Okay. Do you want to send out after you tell us if you're working or not that we could do it during the day or do it if we might then Mike have to do it at 5:30 or so? Or do we just want to set it for 5:30 and go with it?
5:30 will work for me. If it worked for Mike.
Yep, that'll work. 5:30 will be fine.
Okay, so Michael, we'll set that up. If you can go ahead and just get you to where you can set it up at April the 30th at 5:30. And okay. We'll just do a quick 5-minute meeting to get the budget passed so that Sandy can get it to City Hall.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. And then our next meeting is slated for May 18th. And everything that I'm hearing so far is that Governor Lee is going to possibly slowly lift restrictions so that we might not want to be elbow to elbow in here, but that we could probably have our meeting. We might set a chair between us. I don't know. It'll be whatever you all are comfortable with. We can do. I'm perfectly fine with doing this again. If you wanted to do it again in May, to still let things sort of filter out and plan on coming back together in June. That's totally up to, I guess, to see what the stipulations are after May 1st. Because apparently, you know, he suspended everything through May 1st. Of course, we know with the press conference tomorrow, everything will be through with us. But they were asking for no more than 10 to be gathered, and we would be more than 10 if everybody was present and we had the meeting here, because we'd have to have the press, and that would make us at 11. We joked and laughed and said if you ever moved it down to where you had to have 5 members or less, there'd be some families that would have to pick and choose, and then you'd know who the favorite kid was who got kicked off the island. But we would have more than 10 if that restriction still stays through the May meeting. So I guess my thing is we just wait and see until closer to see what Governor Lee does. Sandy also, I think we'll need to figure out from TSBA what they're going to do. I think Michael leaned back, and I don't know if he was looking at me or not. I have to have my glasses on to see you that far. You're fuzzy. About the summer law meeting, I think most of that will be probably suspended and not meet. I think they may do some type of virtual thing or do a recorded. I'm not sure. but I don't think they'd want to try to get everybody like that together. I'm not sure about that. So
I'll keep checking with them.
Right. And that's all I have. So the next meeting will be the 18th. The called meeting will be the 30th at 5:30. And that's all we have for our workshop. So what I'd like to do now is go ahead and call the meeting for April 20th to order. And can everybody stand? I'm gonna raise the iPad up and switch the screen as possible. So I've got to hold the screen, but if we can do the pledge, I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, that was kind of sad, but that's okay. We did that. I think that we just try to keep some type of normalcy. So real quick then, it says that I have to do, according to the etiquette, the meetings, I've got to do a roll call attendance. So if everybody can unmute for just a second, and then as I call your name, say present. Okay. And I'm actually going to go by the board members by the screen. It may not be. So I've got, of course, Jan Brooks, present. Linda Powell,
present. Present.
Okay, thank you. Mickey Powers.
Present.
David Perriman.
Present.
Mike Overholt.
Present.
Sandra Burchett.
Present.
Michael Short.
Present.
Dustin Morrow.
Present.
Justin Norton.
Present.
Amy Burchett.
Present.
Okay, so we have a roll call of attendees. The consent agenda only has one item, and that is to approve the minutes from the couple of meetings that we had March 16th and March 22nd. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay, I'll second. Got Linda as the motion.
I'll second.
I have Mickey as the second. I tell you, the easiest is, I guess, a roll call. Okay, so I have a roll call for approval. Jan, yes. Linda?
Yes.
Mickey?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Okay, 100% pass with the motion. And I'm trying to repeat this because I know Sandy's trying to take handwritten minutes instead of having a recording. But she will have the recording of the meeting to go back to watch. Okay, next is the business agenda. And the first item on the business agenda is contract for occupational and physical therapy for the year 2020 and 2021. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay, I have Mickey with the motion. Do I have a second? Okay, David with the second. I guess we could just say all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None recorded. So, we have that as 100%. Then the next is the COVID-19 coronavirus protocol. And we just needed to have something in place. We have already done this. This is more of a retroactive, but it does show that we did have a plan in place. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? Okay, 100%. Next, we move to the adoption of McGraw-Hill as the new ELA textbook series for grades K through 8 for the 2020-2021 school year until the end of the six-year adoption cycle. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Is that Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second.
I'll second it.
Okay. Linda, I'll go with David. He was, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, the like sign? Okay, 100%. Passed. Federal budget amendments for 2019-2020. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mickey. Do I have a second?
Second.
Linda, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? Okay. Federal budget for 2020, for 2020 and 2021, or through 2021. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
I have a motion by Linda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? Okay, the next item is the University of Tennessee receivable contract for 2020 and 2021 school psychologist. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion by David. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? Okay, resolution, emergency suspension of board policies due to issues created by the COVID-19. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
I have a motion by Linda. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? Okay, then we have three policies that we are going to do for the first reading. The first reading of policy 5.1151, telework during emergencies. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
I have Mickey as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? Okay, 100%. First reading of policy 1.8011.3, employee designations during emergency closure. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
I have a motion by Linda. Do I have a second?
Second.
David, by the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? And the last policy is the first reading of policy 1.8011, emergency closings. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, I got David with the motion. Mike, do you want to be the second?
Yeah, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? Do we have anything else that needs to come before the board?
Dan, I've got one thing. Just back on when we did the renewal of the director's contract, we put in the minutes for the raise to be 2.5%. When actually, when you do the math, it should be 2.7. So we need to go back and amend that from the previous meeting to reflect the correct amount for the raise.
Okay. So you want to bring that as a motion?
Yes, please. I'd like to put that in the form of a motion. You mean say all that again? Or?
Well, I think I got it. I'm going to say it for you. Mike wants to bring a motion to the floor to amend the previous meeting's statement of renewal of the director's salary. It was previously stated at 2.5, and for the numbers to be correct, it needs to be 2.7%. Mm-hmm. So Mike has brought that to the floor as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a second by Mickey. And I think I'll do a roll call on this since it's money. On a roll call vote. Linda?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
I like that. Yeah. You've never been that. Sorry, that got me. Okay. Mickey?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jan? Yes.
Thank you.
So that is 100% pass.
Yes.
All right. Anything else that needs to be brought before the board? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
David makes a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mike is our second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. All right, guys. Thank you. Michael, thank you for all your help.
Anytime.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks to all the staff and all the administrators and all the cafeteria workers and everybody that's up there doing such good work for our community. You're making us all look so good. Thank you.
Ditto.
Appreciate it.
Do the wave. Do the fingers or whatever. Yes, appreciate it. Thank you.
So we'll get you information about the end of April meeting, okay? I'll send the password. Michael gets it to me.
Okay. Yep. All right. Bye, everybody.
See you. Bye.
Bye.